Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Pirates, first place in the NL Central. They had a historically bad May. It's on a short list for worst months in Pirates history after having one of the better months in Pirates history to open the season. And yet, here they are, winners of six straight, winners of two straight series against National League teams. They're on the precipice, you have to think, about winning their third straight series. Hopefully, they stretch that winning streak to eight games. Doran, a guy that I think came under a lot of fire from me, and I think deservingly so, in May, and from a lot of people, probably deserves some credit. When Mike Tomlin didn't lose the Steelers last year, when they were 3-7, wound up finishing 9-8, there were folks nationally saying, Mike Tomlin should be up for the NFL's Coaching of the Year award. Well, it would have been easy, I think, for these Pirates to go in the tank, Doran, and they haven't.
You know what? And as a manager, as a coach, you got to breed confidence in your team. And that's probably one of the number one things that he's done, is that we've won and we've proven that we can win. So we know it's there. Let's keep thinking that we can get out of this hole whenever they were in May and bring back some of the stuff that we had in the beginning of the year. And just talking that focus, talking that language, keeping guys engaged. You know, it is a tough task because you're managing so many different personalities, but keeping guys engaged, relying on guys like Andrew McCutchen, relying on guys like Brian Reynolds to be the leaders in the actual locker room, but to have a clear vision of what you want to do, who you want to be, and what you're going against. And at the end of the day, to keep guys engaged and keep players engaged, you have to give them the realization that they're still in it. And, you know, I give Shelton a lot of credit of what he has done in the bad times and the good times, but at the end of the day, Crowley, they've never been out of it.
Nope.
So it's kind of hard to lose a team. It's kind of hard to, not get the best out of your players whenever everybody knows that you still have a chance. And you've always had a chance, even whenever you're playing your worst baseball. You always have a chance whenever you're sitting like the Pirates are sitting. So, like I said, give Shelton a lot of credit in what he's done and how he's managed his team. But the proof is really in the pudding of what they are in the division and what the division is itself.
People on social media were mad about Sestrinski getting in the game last night. I don't know that there was a good option there. And I'm not going to kill Derek Shelton for that. Had they lost the game, I wasn't going to kill Derek Shelton for that. You used four of your best relievers, with the exception of Holderman the night before. David Bednar had recorded a save in each of the three games of the St. Louis series. I think he deserves credit for that, too. Letting David Bednar go out there for the third game. I didn't think, and he got the save, that Bednar was excellent in that second game of the St. Louis series. Every single hit off the bat, I thought, uh-oh, I was sitting in the outfield. I was at the Fatheads bar, and I thought each one of those had a chance of hitting off the wall or getting out. They were loud outs. And so for him to go back to David Bednar, trusting he's got one of the best relievers in all of baseball, and letting him go out there for a third day when we know that Bednar had issues last year, I thought that was a good manager moment. I thought letting Oviedo get to over that 100-pitch threshold yesterday, allowing him to go seven innings, was a good move. I didn't love the idea of sitting Kutch or Connor Joe in the final game against St. Louis, but that paid off.
I mean, you already won that series, though.
You won the series, and you wound up sweeping them. I didn't love the process, but his argument would be, I think, a sound one, that McCutchen was 2-for-19 against Michaelis, so I'm not going to put Andrew McCutchen out there when he's 2-for-19 against the starting pitcher. Okay, fair enough. I can actually see that one from your side. But to not lose this team, we talked to Jason Mackey last week, and Mackey said, despite my protesting, that he feels like Derek Shelton does have a pretty good feel of this clubhouse. Jiwon Bae has been out there with more regularity. We saw Rodolfo Castro in there against a righty, which I thought showed that he's got patience in that young guy to want to see if he can grow and see if he can develop some kind of a rhythm.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So there are things that Derek Shelton's doing from an X's and O's standpoint that I respect, from a managing standpoint that I respect, but then from a, hey, our wheels didn't fall off when we were one of the worst teams in baseball in May, I'll give him a guy a little round of applause.
Yeah, first place.
Yeah, you're in first place, and I think with a team that I've argued against isn't all that young, they're old at the top and young at the bottom, right? There's not a lot of middle ground there. The young guys who were kind of the engine, when I thought that baseball was taking a moment to catch up to the Pirates, who were taking advantage of all the new rules and the stealing bases and the being aggressive, we have now seen those young guys, bad month, they're coming around. They're coming around. And the faith to continue to throw Key Brian Hayes out there every day and work on him to get him back to being an average major league hitter, that patience has been valuable from Derek Shelton too. So I did want to give Derek Shelton some credit because the Pirates would not be in first place right now if this team went in the tank after May.
And the faith to keep the young guys in the minors too. Like, let's not overlook that, because a lot of us were calling for those guys, for Andy Rodriguez or Henry Davis,
I still
to be called up. I know you are, but it's still, as the days go on, it's still another day of development down in the minors, which is, they're kind of teetering and watching this situation. I think they're watching it perfectly. It's like, all right, whenever, you know, we feel the time is right for them to come up and be an asset to the team, that's going to be the time. We're not going to, you know, force this upon these young guys to come up here and try to make themselves in the major leagues whenever we don't feel it's the right time for them.
Yeah, I don't know how much Derek Shelton has to say about that, but he's letting the young guys learn now at the major league level. And I want Marcano to be in there every single day. I was pleasantly surprised by what Mathias was able to add last night.
Wait, so you don't think Derek Shelton has a say in what Endy and Henry Davis are doing?
I don't.
You don't think so at all? He's not in any of those meetings?
No.
Does that have a say?
I don't think so.
Really?
No, I think that goes above him. I think he manages the roster that they give him. And I think, really, about Endy Davis in particular, because he's the poster child for this, I think that's all about Endy Rodriguez, excuse me. I just combined the catchers. I wish they could do that, Andy, by the
Davis,
way. Combine both catchers, the hitting prowess of Henry Davis, although I guess neither guy is all that great behind the plate.
They wouldn't have did what Hedges did yesterday.
They might have gotten a hit with second and third one out, though. And I think there's an argument to be made there, but I think it has to do with Super 2. I think when they know that they're going to be able to worry more about the back end of guys' contracts than starting their clock early, I think that's really what's keeping those guys in the minor leagues right now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.